Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us on Vilayat News. I'm Abru Sabzwari, and now a look at the headlines for today. U.S. extends closure embassies through August 10th. Iran's new president Hassan Rouhani takes oath of office. 30 killed in heavy fighting in Syrian mountains. Pakistan slams attack on Indian consulate in Afghanistan. Muslim Brotherhood leader's trial opens on August 25th. Spy Sahaba terrorists kill divisional president of Shia Ulama Council Manzoor Hussein and his son. International Day of Al-Quds observed worldwide. And now, the news in detail. An intercepted message among senior Al-Qaeda operatives in the last several days raised alarm bells that led to the closing of embassies and consulates Sunday across the Middle East and North Africa. Several U.S. officials also emphasized they have been watching growing threats emerging from Yemen for weeks. Those threats, combined with the coming end of the month of Ramadan, plus the concern over several major prison breaks in the region, all contributed to the U.S. decision to shut down diplomatic installations.
The Department of State has instructed certain U.S. embassies and consulates to remain closed or to suspend operations on Sunday, August 4th. The department has been apprised of information that, out of an abundance of caution and care for our employees and others who may be visiting.
Officials shuttered 22 U.S. embassies and consulates for the day on Sunday amid fears of an Al-Qaeda attack. On Sunday afternoon, the State Department said it had extended embassy and consulate closures in 15 of the locations until August 10th and added four other posts to the list. Iran's new president Hassan Rouhani has taken the oath of office at the Iranian Majlis Parliament one day after being endorsed by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Iranian lawmakers and senior officials, as well as foreign dignitaries, attended the swearing-in ceremony in Tehran on Sunday. Rouhani, whose four-year tenure officially started on Sunday, takes over from Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Delegations from over 50 countries attended Rouhani's inauguration ceremony. Among the foreign dignitaries present were 10 presidents, 6 vice presidents, 2 prime ministers, 8 parliament speakers, as well as several prominent former officials. Former European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana and former Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad also took part in the ceremony as special guests. UN Deputy Secretary General Jan Kubish also participated in the event as the representative of UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Syrian rebels battled forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad in the Jabal Akrad Mountains overlooking the Mediterranean on Sunday, and the monitoring group said at least 30 people were killed. Video footage showed fighters identified as members of an al-Qaeda-linked Islamist brigade waving from the roof of an army tower in the village of Baruda, one of several Alawi villages attacked by the rebels on Sunday. The mainly Sunni Muslim rebels are battling to overthrow Assad in a civil war which erupted 2 years ago when mainly peaceful protests against his rule were put down with force. Assad, with support from Iran and the Lebanese Hezbollah, has gained ground in recent months from the rebel fighters, who are backed by regional Sunni Muslim powers but remain largely outgunned by his army. A source in Latakia said the fighting started at dawn and that the rebels based in the town of Salma attacked 10 Alawi villages. Further south in Homs, the army launched artillery fire on remaining rebel-held areas of the city just a week after capturing the rebel district of Khaldiya. Rebels say they need more foreign military support to reverse their military setbacks, arguing that Assad's military backing from Iran and Hezbollah has turned the tide of the war. Syrian state media said on Sunday that Iran's new president Hassan Rouhani told Damascus that ties would remain strong. Sana news agency said Rouhani stressed on the Islamic Republic of Iran's determination to strengthen its relations with Syria and stand together in the face of all challenges. The Pakistani government has strongly condemned a recent deadly bomb and gun attack that targeted an Indian consulate in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad, in which at least 12 people were killed. Pakistan's Foreign Office spokesman Aziz Chaudhry said in a statement on Sunday afternoon that terrorism was a common enemy confronting the countries of the region. Chaudhry said they extend their heartfelt sympathies and condolences to the suffering families. India has strongly reacted against the recent attack on its consulate in Jalalabad, with official sources blaming the attack on Pakistani nationals. New Delhi has in the past blamed the Haqqani network of carrying out attacks on the Indian mission in Kabul. The militant network operates on both sides of the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. The deadly attack in Jalalabad comes at a time when India and Pakistan are trying to resume the peace process stalled in the month of January. Leader of the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood, Muhammad Badi, along with five other group members, are slated to stand trial on August 25th. According to the court's decision released on Sunday, Badi, his two deputies, Khairat al-Shatir and Rashad Bayoumi, and three other group members are to stand trial. On July 10th, Egypt's prosecutor general ordered the arrest of Muslim Brotherhood leaders, including the supreme leader of the group, Muhammad Badi, on charges of inciting the killing of protesters. The ruling came following the violence on July 8th outside the Republican Guard headquarters in Cairo, in which over 80 people were killed during the clashes between the supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood and ousted President Mohamed Morsi and Egypt's military. Tensions in Egypt have soared following the killing of dozens in rival rallies between the supporters and opponents of Morsi since his overthrow. Divisional president of the Shia Ulama Council, Manzoor Hussein, and his son Haider Ali were martyred during a firing incident on Friday in Rahim Yar Khan district of Punjab province. Police said Shia Council's divisional president, Sheikh Manzoor Hussein, and his son Haider Ali were getting in their car in Abbasiya town when six men riding two motorbikes shot them. The attackers targeted Manzoor Hussein and his son outside their residence in Abbasiya town. The father and son were both injured in the attack and lost their lives on the way to the hospital. A large number of representatives from the Shia Ulama Council gathered at the hospital after receiving news of the attack. Shops and patrol stations were shut down in the city and security has been enhanced. A local Ramadan market was also attacked and the unknown persons set fire to several stalls. Members of the Shia Council led a protest rally against the killings, closing down the emergency ward of the hospital along with several businesses centers in the city and damaging private property in retaliation. DPO Sohail Zafar Chatta said no arrests had been made yet, but the police was investigating the matter closely so that the murderers of the Shia leader and his son could be arrested. Also in separate incidents, Sipahi Sahaba terrorists killed Shia Muslim Sayyid Ali Mazhar Musavi in Karachi. The incident occurred near Taqwa Mosque on Abul Hassan Isfahani Road. He was 30 years old. The International Day of Al-Quds was observed worldwide through rallies, protests, demonstrations, seminars, and speeches. Here in North America, Muslim, Jewish, and Christian communities united throughout the United States and Canada gathered and condemned the acts of Zionism, imperialism, racism, and barbarism. In Texas, communities of all backgrounds and faiths joined together to show their support. Let's take a look. القدس لنا 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 In Chicago, the Al-Quds rally also took place on Friday at Washington Street, where people of all faiths and backgrounds came together to demonstrate. Let's take a look.
Occupation is a crime.
Occupation is a crime.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
Occupation is a crime.
Why have we, as rabbis and representatives of Jewish communities around the world and in Palestine, come to take part in this Al-Quds Day rally?
Free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
As the holy month of Ramadan nears closer to the end, we request all of you to please remember the Muslim families and innocent children suffering all across the world, especially in Syria, Pakistan, Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, Egypt, and wherever the Muslim Ummah is facing injustice, turmoil, and devastation. Please also remember to especially pray for and support the families of the Shuhada who are being brutally tortured and killed solely for being Shia. And that brings us to the end of our bulletin today. If you'd like to contribute your community's news, you can email us at news@vilayettv.org. You can also get the latest headlines and more by visiting our website, vilayettv.org, or subscribe to and follow us on our YouTube and Facebook pages, Vilayet TV USA. Many thanks for joining us. Till next time, I'm Abru Sabzwari. Fi amanillah.